Welcome to Installation and Maintenance of Health IT Systems. This is Unit 4, Structured Systems Analysis and Design. The selection, installation, and adoption of new EHR systems is a major undertaking, requiring the talents and coordination of many people in order to ensure success. Today's lecture will focus on successfully managing and undertaking such a project from start to finish. We will begin by discussing generalities about the project management along with the role of the project manager before moving into discussing various components of a typical project plan in order to gain greater detail in designing project plans for a typical EHR system. Project management can be defined as carefully planned and organized effort to accomplish a specific and usually one-time objective. There are several facets to successfully managing any project, including developing the plan itself and managing the implementation of the plan once it's created, along with any various controls put in place to ensure that performance is obtained and that the objective timelines can be adequately met. Also, being able to ably adjust for the plan when any errors or unforeseen circumstances come along in a manner consistent with ensuring the overall success of the project. And lastly, once the project implementation is complete, being able to measure the success outcomes in relation to the expectations of the project in some sort of quantifiable way. A project is usually defined in phases. The number and types of phases are solely dependent on the project at hand. However, some of the more common phases do include feasibility, that is undertaking the project beneficial to the organization as a whole? Definition, that's determining the scope of the project and who's affected and involved. A project planning phase, where all the elements are put together so that you know what you're going to do and when you're going to do it. Then there's the project implementation phase, where all the pieces are come together and assembled. After everything is assembled and put together, there's an evaluation phase. Does it work like you thought it was going to work? And if not, can you make changes to fix the issues? And once the project is in the production phase, you have to also provide support and maintenance that may be needed for the life cycle of that particular project. As this picture suggests, successful project management means effectively balancing the components of time, cost, scope, quality, expectations, all having a symbiotic relationship as represented by the diamond shape in the center. For instance, when a user requests an additional report not originally agreed on by the project specifications, well, the project scope and quality change, resulting in an imbalance and skewing of the shape of the diamond, unless some changes are made in the remaining components to bring the project back on track. Every project needs a project leader, someone able to understand, relate to, and coordinate between the project's many facets. The project manager is responsible for everything required to ensure that the project is successful, whether directly or indirectly. It's important to note that the project manager is not like a typical hierarchical management line role, and can best be viewed as the center of everything relating to the project. A successful project manager must be just as capable of maintaining and managing the contributions of senior leadership and its peers as managing the work from the project team itself. Additionally, the project manager must also be proficient at building productive relationships with internal and external entities whose contributions directly or indirectly influence the outcome of the project. This picture depicts the unique role of a project manager. Note how the position shifts depending on the team associated with the project. As project team lead, the project manager may, or may not have direct authority over the project team. However, the project manager's influence with the organization's leadership, as well as with internal contacts such as the organizational departments, and external contacts such as outside vendors, plays an equally important role with regards to the overall project success. A project plan is basically a blueprint for charting the entire project's expected progress. A project plan can obtain as much or as little detail as needed to successfully manage the project itself. A good project plan will effectively balance all the components of scope, time, cost, quality, and outcome, while minimizing costly errors by adequately anticipating and addressing problems early on in the project, which could negatively impact overall success. So, what is a project plan? Well, a typical project plan formalizes the following: agreements between the employers, interns, staff, work experience advisors, vendors. It also defines the purpose of the project. It outlines the goals that the business organization has for the project and overall objectives for completion. It defines scope and expectations for the project, as well as the roles and responsibilities for everyone involved in the project. It makes assumptions and defines constraints which could hinder the project's success. It creates an approach for managing quality. Additionally, you have to have a way of managing the project itself. And you have to establish some ground rules for the project before it actually began. Before beginning to build your final project plan, consider performing what's called a factor analysis. A factor analysis is a disciplined technique for investigating, analyzing, and understanding a project prior to making any kind of formal commitments. Similar to requirements analysis, a factor analysis questions should not only focus on the system requirements, but also on the surrounding environmental issues associated with the project. There are typically 10 factors to consider for every project. As you gather information about each of those specific factors, document those expectations, constraints, and associated issues to consider during any subsequent planning activities. Definition or scope. What is the primary project's purpose? Include major functions and deliverables, the purpose of the project relative to the organizational mission. What resources will be needed, whether they be financial, technical, material, personnel? What resources will you need to complete the project successfully? Time. How much actual work time will be required to complete the project? Procedures. List the different organizational requirements, including relevant policies, procedures, methodologies, quality programs, anything that may be relevant to the project itself. Environment. Explain the project in the scope of cultural, political, geographical, physical, and technical context. Change. Determine any conditions, requirements, events, anything expected within the imposed, which could be imposed the project, along with any associated procedures for managing the project change. Change is inevitable for any project. Having a way for managing how or if that change will occur, or whether it's relevant to the scope of the project, is vitally important. Likewise, communications. A good communication strategy is key to the success of any project. Determine the best strategy that will work for your project, including regular meetings, status reports, presentations, any other complexities that will affect communication as a whole. Commitment. Analyze the degree of sponsor, user, and stakeholder support for the project. Expectations. What business, productivity, operational, cultural, or any other performance changes do you expect as a result of completing this project? Risks. What are the potential obstacles to preventing success of the project? Conversely, think about the risks associated with not completing the project. What risk does the project itself work to mitigate for your organization? Completing a factor analysis will help you gain further insight into the many different facets needed to be considered and will go a long way towards completing a thorough project plan. A typical project plan should have at least 8 components, each of which is essentially a work product resulting from subtasks. Project plan introduction should state the overall purpose of the project. Ask yourself and define the mission that you are trying to accomplish. The project description typically provides a short statement about what the plan hopes to accomplish, as well as a brief background synopsis of how the project was originally conceived. What motivated the need for the project? What background history led to the project being created in the first place? A goal is an aspiration of the company that states a direction in which the company will focus its efforts in support of its own mission, while objectives tend to be short-term targets, typically 12 to 24 months or less, defined as some sort of measurable achievement. The expected project goals and objectives should be clearly defined within a project plan. Additionally, describe how meeting them will support the corporate mission as a whole. Reaffirm the project objectives by establishing why the project has been commissioned and what is expected to be achieved for the organization or institution as a whole. Identify the specific results to be realized and the benefits to be achieved, along with established time frame for meeting the project objectives. Be sure to define a visible method for monitoring and measuring progress towards meeting these objectives. It's important to note before we begin discussing scope that in project management there are two distinct definitions for scope. One, project scope refers to work needing to be accomplished to deliver a product, service, or result with the specified features and functions outlined, whereas a product scope can best be defined as the features and functions which characterize a product, service, or result. Note that project scope defines a more work-oriented approach, while a product scope focuses on the functional requirements of a deliverable. With that said, a clear and concise definition of scope is key to the success of any project. The project scope should be described from a quantitative perspective of what is to be accomplished. Defining the scope aids in establishing realistic work plans, budgets, schedules, and expectations. Should identified work arise that falls outside the defined scope, then it becomes the project manager's responsibility to determine whether the additional work should be deferred or whether it should be rolled into the scope of the project. Expanding the project scope will mean making formal changes to the work plan, resource allocation, budget, and/or the schedule. Scope definition. You will want to detail what work will be done and what resources will be included in the project. If the project is part of a phased approach, it may include deliverables from a previous stage and the scope defined by which the objects will be further defined and developed. Focus on components identified within the project plan scope definition. Define the scope of the project by determining which criteria constitute maintenance of the product. This will prevent the occurrence of scope creep, a term referring to incremental expansion of scope of a project which may include or introduce more requirements that have not been part of the initial planning phase. Scope creep is often due to inadequate planning or failure to consult all the stakeholder parties during the project's initial stages, and can result in costly money and scheduling overruns. The project products deliverables list is also in the deliverable scope. Project products may include formal deliverables as well as informal concrete results. Include in this section a list of deliverables and their contents, if appropriate, to be produced during the project. Detailed descriptions for each deliverable may be contained with an appendix. Included in the detailed list of deliverables in the appendix provides a structured approach which ensures that all the persons involved in the project understand what's expected. The components of the list should include for each deliverable, well, what is the product? What's the purpose of it? What major tasks, producing or updating deliverable? Expected audience, sign-off participants for approval. And remember to include project management deliverables, such as the project plan, as part of this. Milestones represents the timeline or temporal scope of the project. Here you can describe significant project accomplishments that will act as primary checkpoints for making the project's progress. Generally, points marking the completion of a specific activity or group of activities resulting in a product or result. For instance, an equipment delivery would be a milestone, material delivery would be a milestone, a special review meeting or approval checkpoint, all can be considered milestones. Not every task completion date in the project will be a milestone, but every milestone should be tied to some sort of deliverable. Include the estimated time of completion for each milestone. Milestones are targets that should be met. If they are not met, they are likely that the project will not finish on time. Ensure that the milestones are clearly identified in the timeline project plan. Assumptions. Briefly describe any assumptions made about the project related to resources, scope, expectations, schedules, etc. Assumptions should be specific and measurable. For instance, we will have a support team of 12 people available for the project from November through May. That would be an assumption. Constraints. Describe the principal constraints and limitations under which the project must be conducted, concerning the project environment or parameters, timeframes, deadlines, funding, skill level, resource availability, etc. For instance, all major upgrades must be completed after hours in the business environment to prevent errors from interfering with the production workflow. That would be a constraint. List any other projects that are impacted by this project as described in the plan. Managers of related projects should be kept in the communication loop on all matters related to this project. It is essential that dependencies between related tasks and subtasks also be understood to ensure that tasks are sequenced correctly and that the critical path of the project is recognized. Determine the relationship between work performed in a given task or subtask with the work performed in other tasks or subtasks. Identify the predecessor and successor activities, and identify any tasks related to the project on which this project is dependent and describe the relationship. Quality management is essential to ensure that the project's deliverables, whether tangible or intangible, are on par with expectations. Your project plan should identify the types of project reviews and inspections that will be conducted, including test plans, scripts, all of that, to indicate when reviews should also be occurred in relation to other tasks. You should also list and describe any tools and techniques that will be needed to measure the project to ensure positive outcomes. These tools can be tangibles like specific hardware or software packages, or specific skill sets like having a nuclear physicist on site on April the 5th to make a determination about this product. Briefly describe and the test approach that will be used to measure the project results prior to putting them into production. Very critical. All products developed as a result of this project should be tested. Identify any performance or quality standards that must be met upon approval of the final results of the project. This may include acceptance criteria for the final work product. Lastly, define the specific quality management roles and accompanying responsibilities that individuals will have assigned to them to ensure quality is adequately met on the project. Effective project administration is key to success as well. Ground rules need to be put in place outlining acceptable standards for providing effective administration, communication, and project oversight. Identify or create the administration policies that will be agreed to by the project team that govern the way in which the project will be conducted. Such standards include status reporting, staff meetings, product review acceptance criteria, and even celebration criteria. Describe which standards, if any, already exist within the organization and are appropriate for the project. Such standards typically include project model management, technology documentation management and training techniques, even naming conventions for the organization, quality assurance, testing, and even validation tests may all be standards that are recognized and embraced as an industry standard or specifically for your organization. Define the roles filled by the project team members and the responsibility of each role. Describe the roles and responsibilities for each team member along with the overall communication plan to ensure that team members understand what's expected of them. Describe the mechanism for communicating responsibilities across the project team and within the organization at large, being sure to develop a strategy that promotes communication among team members. Identify how progress of the project will be determined and how it will be communicated to those involved in or impacted by the project. Identify how often status reports will be distributed and who will get them. Determine how often progress meetings will be held and who is expected to attend. Lastly, develop an approval strategy to this. Make sure that you address any unexpected variations and modifications which will become necessary throughout the project's lifecycle. We have already discussed in detail the steps involved in selecting an EHR system that's right for your practice or institution. Lastly, let's take a broader look at the associated steps for implementation as a whole. Stage 1, assessment. Your project team, represented by a variety of physician staff and stakeholders with the appropriate skills, is formed, and regular team meetings are conducted. These meetings will continue throughout all the 6 stages. The assessment stage helps prepare for the implementation by completing a practice readiness assessment, including the profile of the organization in terms of goals and priorities, and the assessment of IT, healthcare, business and office personnel, and hardware requirement analysis is also needed and carried out in this stage. Step 2, planning. The practice data collected from all the previous stages here is carefully reviewed, and based on this, the EHR implementation goals are then defined, and improvement opportunities are defined and targeted. Step 3, selection. Based on the above defined implementation plan, EHR systems requirements are defined, including the EHR system configuration needs and the selection process and details of the goals that are archived based on the selection. The EHR system is also selected in this stage. Step 4. Implementation. Once you've selected the EHR system, a system implementation plan is developed with the vendor, along with timelines for the implementation. The implementation includes details on installation and configuration of hardware and of the system software. A plan for migrating old data to the new system must also be devised and includes any necessary database conversions in a manner that ensures data integrity. A staff training program is also initiated and system testing follows. Then the staff begin to use the EHR system. Throughout the process, a journal of experience and processes is maintained. Step 5. Evaluation. A post-implementation review is then conducted, and a journal of experience and processes is updated. The performance measures created during the planning phase are then revalidated, and an improvement plan is prepared for any discrepancies. Step 6. Improvement. The EHR is then modified to resolve any issues that are encountered during the evaluation phase. Improvements are defined in the improvement plan and carried out. So as part of the improvement phase, some sort of plan for regular maintenance, upgrading, is also devised for the duration of the life cycle of your EHR system. Well, this will conclude Unit 4 for today.